We tell Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Inni silmun liman salamakum. Indeed, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you. Wa harbun liman harabakum. And I'm at war with those who are at war with you. Ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of judgment. We recite this in Ziyarat Ashura. Are we sure it's not just a mantra that we recite? Are we sure it's not just a slogan? Are we true to our promise? Are we honest in our commitment? Are we faithful to our oath of allegiance? History is a witness. Our imams did not stay silent and indifferent when it came to fighting the oppressors. Our imams did not give in to the so-called superpowers and aggressors of their times. As a result, all of our imams were boycotted, tortured, arrested, jailed, and ultimately martyred. Their families were harassed and sidelined. They had to face severe economic sanctions and isolation. Yet, none of our imams gave up the struggle against injustice and tyranny. A 250 years of non-stop struggle against the oppressors and tyrants continued despite all the odds. This struggle of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam continued after the occultation of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, by the righteous and brave scholars of Islam. And the struggle still continues. Today, we renew our allegiance to the Imam of our time. O Imam, we will continue to resist the oppressors. O Imam, we will continue to bring a positive change in our society. O Imam, we will continue to perform Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. O Imam, we will continue to promote decency and Islamic values in our society. O Imam, we will continue to gain Islamic knowledge and practice Islam. O Imam, we will continue to strive to build our society based on the principles and value system of Islam. O Imam, we will continue to move towards building the new Islamic civilization. O Imam, we will continue to achieve excellence in the scientific arena. O Imam, we will continue to strengthen your wilaya through supporting the Islamic system of Wilayatul Faqih. O Imam, we will continue to be subservient to your deputy, Imam Khamenei and Marja'iyya. O Imam, we will do everything to weaken the system of Kufr and Nifaq. O Imam, we will continue to raise our voice for the oppressed. Let them be anywhere around the world. Palestine, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon, Nigeria, Azerbaijan, or Bahrain, wherever they are. Walking in the footsteps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have made our position clear and we announce, Wa inna da'i ibn da'i kad rakaza bayna thnatain bayna sillati wa zilla wa hayhat minna.